What's
couple
up?
Interesting NBA games last night. I know, Clinton, you did the jump today, so you've been getting in all your hot NBA takes. Let's start with the Spurs. Spurs get a big win, 104-103 over the Hornets. They eke past, got behind, but came back for the win. And Greg Popovich planned to be out for family reasons or personal reasons. And there were a lot of questions before the game when it was announced that Tim Duncan, who just joined Pop's staff this season, would be, you know, the sort of interim head coach in Pop's stead as he was out. A lot of people wondering why Becky Hammon, who's been on the staff since 2014 and is, three times coached the summer league staff for San Antonio, wasn't the one to take over the job. Clinton, when you saw that news last night, were you surprised by it? Or did you think, all right, well, we've got, you know, this incredible 19-year Spurs player, Hall of Famer. Why wouldn't he be in there?
Well, when Pop got tossed from a game earlier this year, it was Duncan who filled in. And one of the things that Wendy said, Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider, said on the show was that the Spurs made an organizational decision that when Pop was gone, whatever the case may be throughout the course of the season, it was going to be Duncan to fill in. Now, that being said, we hadn't gotten to a situation yet in which there was a full game scenario in which they could have just change their minds. That's not something that's that out of the ordinary. We've known the Spurs organization to be one of the most understanding and one of the most progressive, for lack of a better term, in the league over the course of various years. And I was a little bit surprised because this was the perfect opportunity to just say, you know what? Guess we're going to go with Becky today. I understand what we've done before. I understand what, you know, we might have talked about otherwise internally. But to me, this was a little odd, particularly because of what Tim said. He pointed out, I'm just here for fun. And when even after the game during the media session, when somebody tried to ask him about it farther down the line, he basically cut him off and said, nah, B, this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about tonight. And for somebody who, yeah, he's a obviously all-time great NBA player, but Becky is somebody who wants to and deserves to be coaching. I was very surprised by this, and I don't know. I'm not upset about it in a way that I think somebody did anything wrong, but it wasn't just that Becky's coached three separate summer league teams. They won summer league this year. This seemed like the year where this was going to make sense for this opportunity to happen, and it didn't. And I don't think that Spurs fans have anything to be ashamed of, but it was definitely not the situation I expected.
Yeah, I was surprised at first, and then I got some context clues that I think, you know, tying to what Wendy was talking about. When Duncan took over for that game in November, when Pop was ejected, after the game, when they asked Pop why he picked Duncan instead of his top assistant, which would be Hammond, he said, quote, I'm not here to make history. And I don't know if in the back of his mind somewhere, he's curious about what it would mean for a woman to coach a game, even just as filling in while someone's sick or ejected, and whether he wants that moment to mean something more than just to be on an interim basis. I don't know if that's something he's thinking about, or if he thinks the focus will so be on Hammond and not on the team that it will be a distraction. But it also, there was a good story in, I believe it was For the Win, Mike Sykes wrote it, pointing to some other context. So during that ejection, it looked like Hammond was making calls from the bench, but Pop said that Duncan was the acting head coach. But the assistants have a sort of arrangement where they coach by committee, and that Duncan had been assigned to scout that team. So even though Hammond had the clipboard and was in the huddle, Duncan was technically the acting head coach. So it's possible that, you know, Duncan had also been assigned to scout the Hornets, and so this was technically his game because of that. We don't know that for sure. But I think all of these reasons sort of point to why maybe it wasn't the right opportunity. And then what stood out to me was just how many people immediately said, this would have been great, this would have been great. Because just a few years ago, we were still pulling teeth to try to convince people that a woman could be an assistant coach in the NBA, could have players respect and listen to them. And here we are with an opportunity, and the people are sort of clamoring to see it. I think that shows a real sort of sea change, even in the mind and the thinking of a lot of people in just a couple years since Becky started working there.
Of course, but after the game, Duncan specifically said it was Mitch Johnson who installed the game plan for this game. So whether he was scouting it or not, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, this it's tricky because I'm not going to knock Greg Popovich or the Spurs for anything they've done to avail Becky of the situation and the what's the word I'm looking for? Opportunities that she has earned. I'm not going to do that, but I'm certainly not going to act as if we're going to allow for the progress to be what it is, well, then I'm allowed to bank that and store that in how I then further process what goes on. And that being said, I was a little surprised. Yeah, I was expecting to see, or rather, I was hoping, frankly, to see Becky Hammon and not Tim Duncan. As much as I like looking at Tim Duncan and his glorious new hairdo, by the by, I was definitely thinking that Becky was going to be the one to be in that position. And,
yeah.
I think there's something to be said for what your point is. Would it have cheapened it a little bit if that's how it came about? Certainly. But, as I say all the time, Sarah, you gotta start somewhere. And
right.
To me, this was sensible and it didn't happen. And so while I'm not upset, I am a little bit surprised and a little bit disappointed. And I do wonder when that moment is going to come, if it can't come in a situation like this.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels like Hammon could wait for the big splash of a full-time head coaching gig, but why not allow her the opportunity to take the steps on the way like this that would maybe soften that and make it even less of a big deal when it does happen in a positive
right.
way. In a positive way, not taking any shine off of it, but like the same way she's handled the entire experience there, which is I'm not going to bring a lot of attention to myself. I'm not going to do a bunch of interviews. I'm going to go home to work hard and be great at my job, and it's not going to be a thing. And that could have been the case.